now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, the Spies are back in town this week. It's another Eurospy special with my good friend and former neighbour Kramer stopping by. This time we head to 1968, some new music to throw your way. Plus, Dear Cherry stopping by with some wise advice, and she's going to be talking about home tours, our look at the World of Swank gig guide, and of course the best lounge and exotica. It's all coming up at the Cocktail Nation. Let's kick off tonight with Alien Fashion Show and Oak Tree.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Cocktail Nation with Creepzotica, incident at the luau. Let's get into our Eurospy special now with Kramer.
I spy with my Eurospy.
What do you make of it, Jerry?
I don't know, it's interesting.
Hello?
Is this the American Embassy?
Yes. Are you making an official call?
Are you joking, sir?
No, I'm not. The single shot kills at 10 yards. Use the one shot wisely.
3807, what are your requirements, please? Credentials for typewriter salesman, one roll microfilm, 10 type explosive.
Hey, buddy, what film are we talking about this week?
It's the tie they got, either Peking Medallion or The Corrupt Ones. It was done in 1967. Now, it starred Elke Summer. I think at one stage it was dating Peter Sellers, don't quote me on that, and Robert Stack. The film was a co-production between France, Italy, and West Germany, even though it was shot in English. So it was one of those movies where it was a bit of a nightmare to shoot because all the different languages. It's one of those movies that rarely ever crops up on television. It was probably more a crime film than espionage, but because all these movies sort of got sucked into the same genre stuff, it's one of those movies that got lost in the shuffle, if you know what I mean. There were so many movies coming out, this one came out and sort of didn't do a lot. The great thing about the film is it's got a really interesting song sung by Lusty Dusty Springfield, and it goes like this.
Here in this town of dirt and greed, playground where devils play, here where I had the bad luck to be born. The corrupt ones, especially with one guy. He came around when I was down, opened new worlds for me, gave him my love and dreamed of breaking my chains of misery. Here I belong, here I will die, caught in the web of love. I can't escape, won't even try. My fate is tied with the corrupt ones, especially with one guy. Especially with one guy.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Lounge, exotica, and spy jazz. It's the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper.
Thank you.
The Cocktail Nation with the Sharps and more. Tubby Hayes before that, the man we talked about last week on the show, and Lady E. Do check out the Cocktail Nation magazine. It is called Lounge Life. I've got some links for you up on the website, cocktailnation.net. But some really cool stuff on there, as we do every single week. And I even do a special weekend edition that you might like to check out up on the site. Automobile Design Graphics bring you the car dealer brochures of yesteryear. Reclaiming redneck urbanism, what urban planners can learn from trailer parks, going back to the 1960s on this one. And one of my favourite stories all this week is about this brand new MGB. The British icon has been reborn into a brand new car. It is literally a brand new MGB that you can actually pick up in the UK, custom made. I mean, it will cost you £86,000. But the cool thing about this, it's a steel body. It's all been made to be exactly the same as the original MGB. But here's the cool thing. It's got all new running gear, brand new running gear on a brand new body. You can have basically a brand new MGB with Mazda MX-5 gears, gearbox, and engine. And this thing goes really, really fast. What else we got? We've also got a story on AM radio and whether or not it has a future. And a Batmobile story as well. So check them out on the Cocktail Nation Lounge Life magazine. Links on the website at cocktailnation.net. Time for Dear Cherry.
Girl who gives good advice, sugar and spice. Dear Cherry, Cherry Curry.
Do you have out-of-town guests on their way? Well, I often have guests visiting, and I like to have a homespun tour guide on hand. Sure, you can make them go online and look stuff up, but I say go the extra mile and make a personalized list to leave in the guest bedroom, along with the chocolate on the pillow, of course. Make sure you have essential things like emergency numbers and maybe the contact information for your chiropractor. Then play concierge and make a top 10 list for your hometown. You don't have to live in a fancy city. Just think about what your favorite things are to do when you travel. Do you have a favorite market where they make fresh cinnamon rolls? Know a great coffee spot where the baristas really care about their craft? Think outside the box. What about a quirky home that has tacky decorations up all year long? Listen, not everyone is going to want to do everything on your list, but giving friends lots of options of things to do and see is really thoughtful. And maybe it will inspire them to come back for a repeat visit.
Yeah, she's our favorite bon ami, dear Cherry, Cherry Curry.
America's queen of modernism, manners, and mirth, CherryCapri.com.
The slickest. The smoothest. He's a man who gets into some very hot spots. And some very tight spots. Beautiful girls get stuck on him.
Just the two of us. Soft music.
Bad guys get struck by him. The mind-grabbing master plan to conquer the world.
It's Cuckooer on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
broadcasting from the Sydney penthouse, the Lounge Lothario, Coop Cooper.
Broadcasting across the globe with Cooper, this is the Cocktail Nation.
We'll be right back.
Cocktail Nation with Codename Carter there, Plain Sight, and new stuff from the Tikiaki Orchestra as well with Supernova and Exotica Go-Go, Big Bossa Man. It's Coop Cooper with the Cocktail Nation. I'm going to be taking a break in a couple of weeks' time. I am heading off for a little holiday in a little place called Fiji, and I'm looking forward to wearing only Hawaiian shirts and shorts for a whole fortnight. So, but don't worry, we've still got plenty of shows lined up for you, and some best-of shows as well. Some shout-outs this week are Caitlin Chutney, Angelina Hall, Bob Taylor, and Jeffrey Hunt. Let's take a look at the World of Swing now for pastimealbumclocks.com. And coming up for the Maikai, September 17 in Fort Lauderdale, you can check out the new book by Tim Swanky Glasner. It's called Maikai, History and Mystery. Got a few regular gigs on that you might like to check out as well. The Fillmore Room on a Monday in New York City. In September here in Australia, we've got Mitch Capone singing Frank Sinatra at Lazotz, lazotz.com.au in New South Wales. Never forget the Gotham Jazz Club in New York City on a Wednesday night. They've got some cool jazz and swing for you. For these gigs and lots more, what you need to do is head over to the website cocktailnation.net, click on the Water Swank tab. We've got other gigs there as well that are on through the week, so do check back there regularly. Right now, John Coltrane, and Like Sunny, this is from an album I picked up just recently, about a week or so ago, called The Roulette Sides, John Coltrane. Here it is. Like Sunny on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
It's the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper.
It's me and it's you, orbiting over the globe. But procedure produced forbidden fruits from all this compatibility. And I have a suggestion that perfectly suits our situation to a T. So, partner, may I suggest the following procedure? Just push that button right there.
That's right, right there. You got it.
Let loose the brain. And we'll break free. We'll reach escape velocity. Let's seize the day. Get away to the other side of the moon. Folks below, won't they be surprised when we let go? Earthly ties, step on the gas, have a blast on the other side of the moon. In our igloo bungalow.
Don Tickey there, Other Side of the Moon, Lionel Hampton, Vibra Holiday, and John Coltrane, and Like Sunny. You know, I was thinking to myself the other day, a scene like the lounge and Tickey scene really needs people. People doing what they can to create, to build, create culture. I wanted to call out a couple of names who I know doing that, and people that we've had on the show and on regularly for good reason because they do so much. James Spencer, for example, who's always producing books and albums. Also, Jim Bachi from the Tiki Aki Orchestra. You know, Sunny Moon from Nutty. David Gaston, producer. I'm looking at you, mate. And also, Darren Patrick Long, who's been writing some books and, of course, has some music out as well with the Tiki Delights. You know, they're guys that really are leaders within the scene. And I'm not going to say people don't do things, but I'll tell you what, we need more people doing things. You know, doing a radio show, putting together a magazine. It really takes a massive tribe to be able to keep this thing going. And sometimes it feels like things are a little bit on the slow side, that not enough product is going out there, not enough big events are going on. I'd love to see the Mondo Festival, Mondo Exotica, back on again. There's been some rumblings about that over at the Lot of Living Facebook page. I really do hope something like that actually gets back up on the ground again, because, you know, we really do need big things. And if there's something that I can help you with, I'm always happy to help you. If you want me to voice something, or you want to fly me out for an event or something like that, I'll do it. You know, I'm happy to help because I believe in this music. I believe in the scene. So, you know, don't hesitate to ask, you know, how to get in touch with me. But, yeah, just think about the sorts of things that you could do that really could make a difference within the lounge and exotic scene, but particularly the lounge scene. It's Coop Cooper with the Cocktail Nation and Piero Umulane and Crepusculo Sumer on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. Invasion.
Maybe I should have saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day. Here's that rainy day they told me about, and I laughed at the thought that it might turn out this way. Where is that worn out wish that I threw aside after it brought my love so near? Funny how love becomes a cold rainy day. Funny that rainy day is here.
Cocktail Nation, Langley, Cooper, Frank Sinatra, and here's that rainy day from an album I just picked up recently. Well, next week on the show, a bit of a laugh with some classic comedy. I'm going to leave you now with Antonio Adolfo Dale and Trem de Serra on the Cocktail Nation. Stay here.